Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. It's always a joy and delight to have those of you that stay connected to this podcast to tune in. It means a lot to us, and we appreciate it so very much. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. This is the podcast. We come together and we grow and we learn, and we're here to help leaders become the best leaders that they can be. We curate content every week to help every single person who's interested in leadership understand what is needed to be the leader God has called you to be. Thank you all so much for supporting this. And many people tell me around the world that this podcast is truly blessing you. We believe iron sharpens iron, and you're connected today because that's absolutely correct. And thank you so much. I want you to follow me, Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. I want to stay connected to you. Also, make sure that you go to josephwalker3.org to get our books and content. We want to be a blessing to you. I want to make certain that you're able to get the books and find out when I'll be in your area. If you want to invite us to do a conference or speak to your leaders, we're available to do that. So josephwalker3.org. Also, we want you to be a part of our book club. Next Level Leader Book Club is a powerful, powerful book club. Text book club to 78228, leaders or readers, and we believe that. We're reading 25 books in 2025, and so you can join us at any given time, get the Zoom link, and just be a part of that community, and I get a chance to see you and meet you. So how about that? Then, of course, my wife and I have a wonderful YouTube page called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I want to invite you to be a part of that. And it's just a tremendous blessing. And I hope that you will join us in that as well. So I'm grateful to God. Go out there, subscribe, like, comment, share, do that. It would mean a lot to us. Well, today I'm excited about this topic because we're going to lock in and focus on the danger of drifting. How do you stay focused on your assignment? There are a lot of people that I have seen who have drifted, gotten lethargic, who have gotten distracted. And sometimes we drift away from the assignment. We end up taking on things that are not within our assignment, and we end up doing a variety of other things that are inconsistent with what God has initially called us to do. I think it's important that we pay attention to our assignment, keeping our focus and our energies locked in that area. And how do you stay focused? How do you do that with all the competing things that are happening in your life? Scripture to keep in mind here is Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. Pay attention. Be focused. Keep your eyes on the prize. Make sure your team is galvanized around a singular vision. Let's talk about this. Personally, as a leader, it's important that you understand that drifting is subtle. That's our first point. It happens slowly, not suddenly. A little bit here, a little bit there. It's like the boat that's tied to the bank. Then all of a sudden it is untied and you look up and it was just a little space. And next thing you know, you're out there in the middle of the ocean, drifting. This is how it starts. We end up pulling away a little bit more. And next thing you know, we're out there by ourselves. So you really have to pay attention because drifting is subtle. And I believe that as a leader, when you are cognizant of that, you are doing everything possible to prevent drifting from happening. Sometimes even in your organization, people can drift away from the original intent and you find yourself a little bit of concession here, a little concession there. And the next thing you know, your team is doing something that you never even envisioned. Your business is looking like something you never thought it would because you drifted away from the original purpose. And now you've got to do something to sustain where you are that's inconsistent with your values and who you know God has called you to be. So remember, drifting is not as obvious. It's not sudden. It is slow. The second thing I want you to really hear today is that distractions are designed to derail you. You got to keep your eyes on the assignment, man. There are going to be a variety of distractions. We've been talking about that over the last few weeks on this podcast. These distractions can be fatal. They are simply there for you to take your eyes off of the original assignment. Sometimes we're focused on all the wrong things. Here's a question for you. What has your attention so lured away from the original assignment that God gave you, the original vision? What is it that is causing you to shift your energy and focus on other things other than what thing that God has ordained for your life? As a next level leader, it's going to be important that you understand how to navigate distractions, how to see them when they're coming, and how to make certain that you're able to overcome those distractions because you're so locked in and laser sharp focused on your vision coming to pass. There are a lot of people who take battles that they shouldn't take, fight wars that are not theirs. I'm at a point in my life as a leader that I'm not trying to do anything that's going to pull me away from the thing that I know all of my energy needs to accomplish the things that I know I'm called to do. So you can't fight other people's battles. You can't get distracted by other people's stuff. You just got to keep your eyes focused on where you're going, on the assignment. Here's the third thing. Routine without purpose leads to drifting. Stay intentional, my friend. You can have a routine, but it's a routine of nothingness. And therefore, it will cause you to drift away because you're not progressing. You have motion, but you have no movement. Do you get that? There are a lot of people that have a lot of motion, a lot of motion, a lot of motion, a lot of motion, but they have no movement, no progress. They're in the same place they were, if not worse, 5 years ago. So whatever I do in terms of routine, we talked about habits a few weeks ago, whatever I do, I want to make sure it's moving the needle. I want to make sure it's making a difference. And so when I understand this routine and that it leads to drifting, I want to be clear that I am pushing towards something that's going to be intentionally beneficial to the purpose by which God has placed me on the planet. So I want you to think about that. What routines in your life right now are just routines, but there's no purpose attached to them? Those are the things you have to avoid and make certain that everything you do is leading to the manifestation of the vision that you set out to accomplish. Here's number four, surrounding yourself with anchors, people who can hold you accountable. Man, this will keep you focused. This will keep you from drifting. When you got people that'll pull your bootstrings, that'll pull you back into alignment, you need people in your life that can hold you accountable, that can tell you the truth without worrying about what it will cost them. People that will say, hey, you can't do that. You must do this. We have to be consistent here. There's nothing wrong with having the right kinds of mentors and accountability partners in your life. If you're trying to accomplish your assignment, it's hard to imagine that you don't have that. So I want you to hear this. Surround yourself with people who can speak into your life to give you godly advice. Surround yourself with these people, because this will keep you from drifting. Here's number five. Spiritual discipline prevents drifting. What does it mean to be spiritually disciplined? It means that my prayer life is in alignment. My intake of the word, my worship, all of these things. When I am a person, a leader that is focused and that has their life spiritually aligned, it is hard to drift away. It's hard to be pulled away because you're locked in on what you know God has called you to do. And so it's important, right, to think about discipline. Again, I referenced that book by Richard Foster, The Celebration of Discipline. But anybody who's serious about discipline, prayer, and reading the word and growing spiritually, it takes discipline. It takes discipline to get up and listen to this podcast. I mean, this is a part of some of y'all's life. You get up and you listen to it. You're like, I have to listen to it every single week because it gets me going. It takes discipline to accomplish the things you want to accomplish. And so discipline is not your enemy here. Discipline is something that can help all of us become better persons. And what I'm prayerful for is that you will understand the power of discipline and you will allow discipline to prevent the inevitable drifting from occurring in your life. Okay? Here's number six, regular reflection. It'll keep you aligned. When I regularly reflect on where I am, what I've accomplished, and I think it's important. I tell people all the time, do introspection, do reflection, think about what you've been able to accomplish and how were you able to do it. Man, this is an opportunity. Now, when I have my finger on that, I have my spirit on that, it's hard for me to drift away because I can see the work that I put in. I can see as I reflect the lives that I'm changing. I can see the benefit of the company that I lead. I can see how it's blessing lives every single day. So I just want to encourage you, man, I want you to take some time, right? And really reflect, really step back and just reflect on the things that God has done. And you will see that this will be a great time to really reflect and avoid drifting, because this is what keeps you alive. There are times in which I just pause, man. I honestly do. I just pause and I begin to think about all the things that I'm working on, all the things that I see God doing, and all the things that are trying to prevent me from doing it. And I just reflect on that, and it creates a level of comfort, confidence, right? It's a confirmation as well, because I know that what I'm doing matters. And so this is what will keep you from drifting, because I want to stay aligned. I need to stay aligned. I must stay aligned so that I can see what God is going to do in and through my life. I want to kind of go back over what we've talked about today, because each one of these principles is so important, and I don't want to lose sight of it. I don't want you to lose sight of it, because I want you to hear this as we talk about the danger of drifting. And drifting is something that happens in all of our lives. Drifting out of relationships, drifting out of jobs, opportunity, drifting out of doors that are open, drifting out of spiritual things. Let's deal with what it means to drift. And that means that drifting happens subtly, right? Subtly, not suddenly. You don't necessarily know when it's happening. This is why you have to guard yourself, guard your spirit, and know that you got to have your finger on the pulse of what's happening, because distractions are designed to derail you. And that's a point. That's a point. Write that down. Distractions are designed to derail you. But then think about routine. Think about the routine without purpose we talked about, that people are going through the motions, but there's no purpose attached to it. It doesn't move the needle. And so they yet remain frustrated. Think about surrounding yourself with anchors, people that can hold you accountable, people that you trust, people you feel that can truly, truly help you get to the next level, people that have been there and done that. So I'm grateful for the right people in my life. And then spiritual discipline. Need I say more? Your prayer life, your fasting. Have people in your life that can tell you the truth. That's what this is all about. And then it's about regular reflection that keeps you aligned. Regularly reflecting on my wins, my losses. How did I do? How did I come out? That's why this is so important, right? Because if you're going to prevent drifting, you're going to have to go back and celebrate some of those past wins that you just let get by. You didn't mention it to anybody. So I think it's important now to celebrate your successes. Celebrate, 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 because that's a part of alignment. When you go and reflect, celebrate those things, applaud yourself and say, you know what, God, I'm still moving in the right direction. You've got to not buy into the narrative. Nothing's going on. Something is going on. And for that reason alone, regular reflection will keep you aligned. Here's number 7, guys. God's vision hasn't changed. Have you? God's vision is still the same. I mean, it's just a fact. It is still the same. One good quote, if you don't decide where you're going, life will decide it for you. God's vision, y'all, is still the same. I know what God has called me to do. I know the business he called you to start. I know the dream you had and how it came to fruition. And so you got to be clear and you got to know off the top that God's vision yet remains. God's vision should outlast you. But his vision is so strong that when I recognize that, there's no way I'm going to drift away from this powerful thing that's been entrusted in my life. Can God trust you with vision to believe that it's going to manifest? Can God trust you to make sure that the vision doesn't change? It is the same as it's always been. Another day, same vision. You get it? That's how this works. So I just want you to hear this. Whatever God told you originally, if you stay focused on that, not get discouraged, you would be amazed at the things that are going to happen. Leader, let's win. Let's make certain we stay aligned with the vision, continue to do what God has called us to do. Let's go out of the gate. I'm not going to drift, but I'm going to stay aligned to what God has already told me is going to happen. I want to thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. I want to make sure that you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Follow my wife, Dr. Steph Walker. Make sure that you go to my website, josephwalker3.org, get books and content. And listen, do me a favor. Make sure you go over to our YouTube channel, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Subscribe, get the information. And while you're at it, why don't you become a part of the book club? Next Level Leader Book Club. Why don't you do that? Text Book Club to 78228. I'm so incredibly thankful and grateful for you. I certainly give God the glory. And I want you to know how much I appreciate you. So to God be the glory for the things He is doing. God is amazing. And I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for all that He's doing in our lives. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate you supporting. I appreciate you showing up. I appreciate you tuning in. Thank you so much for supporting. And know that I love you. Until next time, may God bless you. Here's my prayer. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Levine.